Welcome to the AM Jackson Podcast with your host, Mark Daly. News, sports, and conversations that are important to Jackson County. This is the AM Jackson Podcast.
Local Jackson news now from the WKHM.com News Center.
Good morning, 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Reporting with WKHM News, I'm Mark Daly. Further information was released on Thursday afternoon regarding the circumstances and a suspect involved with the fire at Clinton Street. WKHM's Luke Moorhead has more.
According to the Jackson Police Department, officers with the JPD responded to the Clinton Street fire at around 10:07 p.m. When officers arrived, they made contact with a male subject who was lying in front of the home. Authorities say the individual ultimately admitted to officers that he set the home on fire in an attempt to harm his roommates, as he believed they were conspiring against him. One of the roommates, a 62-year-old man, was able to escape the fire by exiting through an upstairs window. The second roommate, a 67-year-old man, was transported to Henry Ford Health Jackson, where he was stabilized before being transferred to the University of Michigan Hospital for further treatment. The suspect has been arrested and is awaiting formal charges. According to the JPD's activity report for January 21st, a 43-year-old man was arrested on allegations of first-degree arson and assault with the intent to murder. The JPD asks that anyone that has any information about this incident to contact Detective Stephen Brooks at 517-768-6432 or Crime Stoppers at 517-483-6867. Reporting with WKHM, I'm Luke Moorhead.
27-year-old Eaton Rapids man was killed in a single vehicle crash Wednesday afternoon in White Oak Township, according to state police. The crash happened about 3 o'clock on Howell Road near Kane Road. Investigators say the man was driving west when he lost control of his pickup. The vehicle left the roadway, went into a ditch, and struck a tree. Firefighters freed the driver from the truck, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. He was the only person in the vehicle. State police say weather conditions and speed are believed to be factors in the crash. Alcohol and drugs are not suspected. Wednesday evening in mid-Michigan, deputies tried to save two people who fell through the ice. 50-year-old Eric Miles and a 5-year-old girl were riding a UTV on a private pond northwest of Lansing when they fell through. Both were recovered, taken to the hospital, and died from their injuries. About 50 Consumers Energy employees are heading south to Arkansas to help ahead of a major winter storm expected to bring heavy snow, ice, and strong winds. The electric line workers will depart Friday morning from Consumers Energy's Parnell Road facility, bound for the Little Rock area. The storm is forecast to intensify through the weekend, with conditions likely to cause widespread power outages across Arkansas. Consumers Energy is part of a regional and national network of utility providers that send crews to assist other states following major storms. While Michigan is bracing for bitter cold this weekend, the utility does not anticipate weather-related power outages at home. Their crew members are prepared to work out of state for up to a week, with exact assignments determined once the storm moves through and damage assessments are completed. Ex-University of Michigan head football coach Sharone Moore back in court yesterday for a hearing where his attorney tried to get his felony charges tossed out.
The scheduled probable cause conference was brief, as defense counsel for Sharone Moore immediately asked for a delay in lieu of further evidentiary materials being sought, as well as a motion to quash or dismiss outright the arrest warrant from back on the 10th of December when Moore was taken into custody by Pittsfield Township Police. Here was defense counsel Ellen Michaels.
A motion to quash is a motion saying that this warrant, in this case an arrest warrant, is not supported by law, and in this case that the arrest should be quashed. And also we are asking that the complaint be dismissed. It's our belief, and you can read it in the motion, that without these misleading statements and omissions, there would be no probable cause for these charges.
Those charges include home invasion, where Moore allegedly went to the home of his former administrative assistant with whom he had an alleged inappropriate relationship, leading to his dismissal. Two court dates now set, February 17th for the defense review hearing and March 19th for a reschedulement of the probable cause conference.
John Hewitt, reporting for the Michigan News Network.
Michigan is bracing for extremely cold temperatures. The cold air started moving into the western parts of Michigan, but we didn't expect temperatures to drop through the day. The National Weather Service's Jacqueline Anderson says, the lower the wind chill, the harder it is for your body to handle the temperatures.
Anytime we're dealing with wind chills, when we start to get to 15 below zero, 25, 35 below zero, the colder it gets, the windier it is, the lower the wind chill, the faster things like hypothermia and frostbite can happen and develop very quickly.
You should limit the time you and your pets spend outside and check on others. AAA is urging Michigan drivers and homeowners to prepare for an Arctic blast moving into the region, bringing some of the coldest temperatures of the year. AAA expects a sharp increase in roadside assistance calls, especially for dead batteries, along with a rise in home insurance claims tied to frozen and burst pipes. Cold temperatures can significantly reduce a vehicle's battery's ability to hold a charge, making winter breakdowns more common. Drivers are encouraged to have older batteries tested, park in sheltered areas when possible, turn off accessories before shutting off the engine, and watch for slow cranking as a warning sign. Homeowners are also advised to protect against frozen pipes by letting faucets drip, opening cabinet doors under sinks, keeping thermostats set at least 55 degrees, and knowing where the main water shutoff valve is located. AAA says electric vehicle drivers should also prepare, as extreme cold can reduce EV range by up to 40% and slow charging times. Drivers should plan trips carefully, precondition batteries when plugged in, and carry winter emergency kits in their vehicles. Experts are weighing in on the reports that ICE says they can enter homes without a warrant. Multiple news agencies report that ICE claims the ability to enter without a judge's warrant based on a memo obtained by the Associated Press. Immigration attorney Herman Dade says this violates the Constitution.
No, they cannot do this, but, you know, as protected by the Fourth Amendment, the only way, you know, you can be arrested in your own home is if they get a warrant from a judge, a federal court judge, not, you know, just not like an immigration officer or an ICE officer just signing an administrative warrant.
Dade says you can tell agents you don't consent to them entering, but things change if they are using force.
If they kick the door down or whatever, I mean, then, you know, I don't want anyone to get hurt. So, like, you can still say you don't consent to it. But in that situation, I mean, they're applying force. So there's, you know, there's not much you can do in that other than make sure you contact the lawyer as soon as you can.
He says having any papers, including work permits, should be in order and a copy should be given to a trusted person. Cascades Humane Society is hosting their 74th birthday celebration open house today from 4 to 6 at their location on Carmen Drive off of Elm Street in Jackson. Michelle Kazegi with Cascades Humane Society talked about the event on AM Jackson, which will feature activities for families and kids, prizes, and of course, pets in waiting, potentially fighting their forever home.
So we are having our 74th birthday party. It's just going to be an open house and a fun event for people to attend. You can bring your kids. We'll have activities for them. We're going to have raffle prizes, going to have opportunities to see the animals. It'll just be a fun event for everyone.
There will also be multiple vendors at the open house, many of which are entrusted by CHS themselves.
We do have some sponsors. Yep, we have some vendors and they'll be there. And most of them are, you know, vendors that help us throughout the year. Hollywood Feed provides a lot of things for us and they'll be there. And we have some pet groomers that have helped us with that.
Michelle also gave a rundown of how people interested in adopting an animal from the Cascades Humane Society can get the ball rolling.
They would come in and they would fill out an application. We ask anyone that comes to look at the cats or dogs to fill out an application. And then once they do that, they can even spend some time with them. And we have different rooms and they can spend time. We have cat rooms and we have dog rooms. And get to kind of know their personality, give them treats, play with them. And hopefully it's a match for them.
Open house is free to attend and it is open to the public. Lean Rocket Lab is accepting applications from small business owners and entrepreneurs in Jackson County to be part of their 2026 Local Fellows program. Lean Rocket will select 12 small businesses to participate in the program, which includes a cohort based intensive business boot camp and provides milestone-based financial incentives. Thomas Carver of Summit Cleaning Services, which was part of the 2025 Jackson Fellows program, explained to Lean Rocket how the program helped the company.
When we first started our business, we didn't really get caught up in the rigmarole of, you know, building out a business plan and, you know, building all these different sheets. So as we go in on these classes, not only are we able to see other business owners going through the same struggles that we are, but also getting different tips, tricks along the way, being able to secure our business and get it to the point to where we truly can scale it out. And that's what the Lean Rocket Lab Fellows Bootcamp program is doing.
Jacob Dyer with Summit Cleaning Services says he hopes that they will be able to play the role of a mentor to new businesses in the future.
At the end of the day, we're truly blessed to be a part of this program, and we're definitely happy to be on board, and it's something that we want to eventually be able to be mentors for the next businesses coming up.
Applications are due by January 31st, with online applications able to be filled out at leanrocketlab.org/local. The cohort will begin in March with regular weekly sessions. The Lean Rocket Local Fellows Program is also open to Hillsdale and Lenawee County small businesses. The classroom is about to become a phone-free zone across Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is expected to sign legislation overwhelmingly passed by the state Senate Thursday that bans the use of smartphones during instructional time in public schools. Under the new rules, K through 12 students would have to put their devices away during class, though they would still be allowed to use them during lunch and passing periods. The legislation includes exemptions for emergencies and medical needs, and it specifically allows for use of old-school flip phones. A semi in West Michigan just spilled the beans, literally, early Wednesday morning. A semi traveling in rural Olive Township tipped on its side. No injuries were reported, but the haul spilled into the road, dropping 40,000 pounds of pinto beans. With the help of a nearby farmer, they used a tractor, vacuum, and hoses to pick up the beans into a dump trailer. Michigan is one of multiple states to accuse a company of offering cremation and funeral services without a license. The Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, LORA, says it's issued a cease and desist to Colorado-based Legacy Cremation Services, LLC. The company allegedly advertised direct cremation and funeral services in the state despite not having a license to operate here. Michigan's occupational code requires individuals and businesses to get a mortuary science license. That's a mortuary science license before providing services. Laura says the company was cited for similar actions in other states, including Colorado, Tennessee, and Georgia. 52% of Michigan residents are predicting a sales increase to start the year.
There's reasons to be optimistic for 2026, according to the latest survey from the Michigan Retailers Association. And their vice president, Vic Veda, said they're hoping the trend indicates a full year of strong sales.
2025 brought a lot of volatility with tariffs. You know, in 2025, we kicked off the year this time last year with a lot of sensitivity around price changes because of the cage-free egg law. You know, coming full circle a year later now, where retailers are hoping to see some stabilization with price increases.
And what they're hearing from their 90,000 retailers across Michigan is that spirits are high after a busy holiday season. Ryan Recker for the Michigan News Network.
Car buyers are facing higher prices in 2026.
Tariffs, inflation, and ongoing supply chain issues. These are all factors that Kelley Blue Book executive editor Brian Moody said are driving up the average cost of new vehicles. However, Moody believes we'll still see some incentives in 2026, but the hard part will be navigating that landscape.
It's not going to be something like, oh, all of this brand have low prices. It's going to be model by model. You may have a car on a dealer's lot or online in a listing service that is one model from that brand is elevated in price, and the one right next to it is actually reduced in price. You just have to go and do the research.
And he said if you plan on buying a new car, do your research at places like KBB.com. Ryan Recker for the Michigan News Network.
With new car prices at all-time highs, there's a new study on the best cars and trucks for the money.
Kia had 7 vehicles on U.S. News & World Report's Best Vehicles for the Money list. Ford Expedition topped the big utility category. Editor Alex Quanten says a lot of fuel-sipping hybrids made their list.
That savings over, you know, 5-6 years really does add up. And I think people are just thinking, well, you know, every time I go to the gas station, it's money out of my pocket.
U.S. News looks at their top cars and trucks of the year, then factors in the price and the cost of operating the vehicle.
Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
A Buick that's now made in China will soon be made in the U.S.
For years, GM has been importing the Buick Envision from China. The company says its replacement will be built in Fairfax, Kansas, starting in 2028. Sam Fiorani is a vice president with Auto Forecast Solutions.
Bringing it to the States will lower the cost to sell them and obviously lower the cost to build them.
The Lincoln Nautilus is the only other Detroit 3 vehicle built in China and sold in the U.S.
Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
Results of a new survey shows that Michigan is one of the worst states in the country to drive in.
That won't come as a surprise to anyone who's hearing this while they're behind the wheel. Michigan checked in at number 37 in the survey that was ordered by officials with the Department of Transportation and with Wallet Hub. One of the major issues that drivers face, according to the survey, Michigan ranked near the bottom of the survey in weather-related issues that drivers face on a yearly basis, especially the number of snow-covered and icy roads, and also the number of days that drivers have to deal with either rain, snow, or high winds. Michigan also ranked near the bottom of this year's survey for the number of intersections that are considered dangerous, with the Metro Detroit area leading the way. Over the past 5 years, the total number of car accidents in Michigan jumped 15%. That number, however, is expected to be lower for 2025 when the official numbers are released later this month. I'm Tony Ortiz for the Michigan News Network.
It's Friday, and it is the 23rd day of January. Today, we celebrate Measure Your Feet Day. You know, they'll do that at Miller Shoes. They'll measure both feet for you. Not sand, just sand. It's National Pie Day, National Handwriting Day. My handwriting is horrific. I should have been a doctor. I'm not. Should have been. International Sticky Toffee Pudding Day. Okay, day for anything. On this date in 1845, Congress decided all national elections would be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. On this date in 1957, the toy company Wham-O produced the first Frisbee. It's on this date in 1973. President Richard Nixon announced an accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War. It's on this date in 1986. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame held its first induction ceremony, which included inductees Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley. That's a lineup. It was on this date in 1989. Surrealist artist Salvador Dali died at the age of 84. It was on this date in 1997. Madeleine Albright became the first woman to be Secretary of State. On this date in 2002, Kenneth Lay stepped down as chairman and CEO of Enron. On this date in 2016, an outbreak of the Zika virus in Brazil prompted neighboring South American nations to issue warnings to women to delay any pregnancies by as much as 2 years. It's on this date in 2021. Talk show host Larry King passed away at the age of 87. Suspenders finally gave out. Today's birthdays include Julia Jones, 45, actress, Twilight franchise, Tiffany Thiessen. Did she drop the Amber? It used to be Tiffany Amber Thiessen, didn't it? I think she dropped the Amber. She's 52 today. Actress, Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills, 90210, White Collar. Mariska Hargitay has a birthday today. 62 years old from Law & Order SVU. It feels like she's been on that program for 62 years. Gail O'Grady is 63, actress, American Dreams, NYPD Blue. I mean, who didn't love NYPD Blue? Seriously. Chelsea Sully Sullenberger is 75, retired airline client. He landed a plane in the Hudson, you might recall. Richard Dean Anderson is 76 today. MacGyver is 76 today. Stargate SG-1 also. Ernie Kovacs would have had a birthday today. The comedian passed away in 1962. Other birthdays today include Nick Harner from Death Cab for Cutie. He's 51 today. He played bass for them. Lead singer of Cheap Trick, Robin Zander, has a birthday today. 73 years old. Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. Surrender, surrender. But don't give yourself away. Hey, hey. For more local stories, breaking news, and interviews with Jackson's newsmakers, visit us online at WKHM.com. I'm Mark Daly. I'm Mark Daly, and you're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast.
Back to AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And sports, courtesy of Kettlebell Hotspot Sport and Fitness Center. Yeah, I know it's cold outside, but I promise you they are sweating it out right now. A Kettlebell Hotspot, they've got that 6 o'clock morning class going on. They also have classes today at 8 o'clock. Kettlebell Hotspot, it's where your functional fitness begins, improving your strength, balance, and mobility. So wherever you are in your physical fitness journey, they have a spot for you. Kettlebell Hotspot, 7851 Spring Arbor Road, on Facebook and online at kettlebellhotspot.com. Starting off with the Detroit Hockey Red Wings, it's tough, especially when you have those back-to-back games with travel and you just came off an overtime win. They had an overtime loss last night, 4-3 for that final, as they struggle on the second night of a back-to-back. They are now 5-3-5 in such games, adding a 4-3 overtime loss to the Minnesota Wild last night. Detroit's kryptonite in the game was allowing Minnesota to answer each Wings goal quickly. Let's go through and hit on these highlights for you. We'll start off with the Wings getting on the board first. Lucas Raymond had a power play goal in the first.
Lucas Raymond skates into the right circle. Throws it back to Sider at the blue line. Back to Raymond moving in. Shoots the puck. Scores! What a rocket by Raymond from the right circle. It's a power play goal, and the Red Wings take the early 1-0 lead.
And it didn't take long for the Wild to tie things up.
Hartman got it to the line. Hughes swings it over. Here's Zuccarello moving it to the right side. A shot, and they score. Cam Talbot got a piece of it. And that was Kaprizov who fired it from the right circle. And a power play goal ties it up late in the first for Minnesota. It's 1-1.
And the second, Talbot would have several shorthanded saves, but they would eventually move ahead in the second, and Raymond having his second goal of the night, putting the Wings up 2-1.
Middleton reaching for it in the corner. Now it's played out in front. Raymond shoots. Scores! Gustafson got a piece of it. That puck came right out in front. Wide open was Raymond. He bangs home his second of the game to give the Red Wings a 2-1 lead.
And then Minnesota again. Early in the third, they would tie it up, 2-2.
Back to the line it comes now. Here's Quinn Hughes with another spin move to get away from Kane. Moves into the high slot. Slap shot. Talbot made the save. The rebound, they put it in to tie up the hockey game.
And then Van Riemsdyk would get the Wings ahead. We're in the third. It's 3-2, and you're feeling pretty good at this point.
Here's Emmett Finney turning and firing in front. He scores! It's tapped in by James Van Riemsdyk. It was centered from the far boards by Finney to the front side of the goal along the right goal post, and Van Riemsdyk to deflect it home to give the Red Wings the 3-2 lead.
The Wild again tying it up in the third.
To Kaprizov in the right corner, tried to spin it out in front. Sider took a whack at it. Look out, it's loose out in front of the goal, and they score again right out in front. It's Zuccarello. In front to pop it upstairs, and this game is tied 3-3. That's Zuccarello's second goal of the period.
DeBrincat
ended up missing a breakaway late in the third that would have gotten the win for the Wings. So it goes to overtime, and yeah, the Wild get the win.
Top out there as well. Now moving in, Kaprizov with a shot. He scores, and this game is over. It's a wrist shot that beat Cam Talbot. And that's the 100th victory in the career of goaltender Philip Gustafson. He's quite animated as he's congratulated by his teammates. Two goals in the game for Kaprizov. And the final score here in overtime, Minnesota 4 and the Red Wings 3.
And so the Wings, they lose that overtime contest, two overtime contests in a row for the Wings. So they lose that one. Well, they have today off, but they're still on the road. They take on Winnipeg on Saturday. That's going to be a 7:45 broadcast. 8 o'clock, the puck drops. Catch that here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Elsewhere, from the ice of the National Hockey League from yesterday, it was the Penguins beating the Oilers 6-2. Predators getting a win over the Senators 5-3. Panthers on top of the Jets in shootout fashion 2-1 for that final. Sabres beating the Canadiens 4-2. Bruins just scooting by the Golden Knights 4-3. Blackhawks a shootout win over the Hurricanes 4-3. Blue Jackets shutting out the Stars 1-0. And that is, again, a look at the NHL. Let's pivot now over to high school basketball. We'll start off with boys basketball in the Big 8. Today you have scheduled, again, phone first. Phone first, make sure the contest is still going on. But you have Vermontville Maple Valley at Concord tonight at 7 o'clock, Springport at Reading at 7, Quincy at Stockbridge at 7, and Bronson is at Union City tonight at 7 o'clock. Boys basketball out of the Big 8. In the Cascades, you have, let's see, last night, Columbia. Columbia getting a win over Hanover Horton, 71-45 for that final. Nolan Scheel, 14 points on the night. Connor Renfro had 13. David Monroe, 12 points. So Columbia, three scorers in double figures. It was Sherwood for Hanover Horton leading all scorers. He had 17 for the Comets. Leslie on top of Grass Lake last night, 71-42. Tonight in the Cascades, you've got Center at East Jackson, Jonesville at Homer, Manchester is at Napoleon, and Ann Arbor Christian School at Vandy. 7 o'clock tip time across the board for all of those contests. Now let's go to the Catholic High School League, where last night it was Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood beating Macomb Lutheran 81-59. Tonight you've got Lumen at Detroit Loyola, 7:30 for the tip time there. Boys basketball in the I-8, 7 o'clock tonight for Battle Creek, Harper Creek at Northwest. That's their snow fest. That's at 7 o'clock. And Battle Creek, Penfield at Western. That's their snow fest. That's tonight, 7 o'clock. In the white, SEC white, tonight you've got Chelsea at Adrian at 7, Ypsilanti Lincoln at Tecumseh at 7, and the canceled contest, Jackson at Ypsilanti Community tonight. We'll keep an eye on their schedule to see if that one does get rescheduled. SCAA East, boys basketball across the board tonight. You've got Litchfield at Jackson Christian. That's a 6 o'clock tip time. Elsewhere, you've got North Adams Jerome at Pittsford, 6:30. Tekonche at Waldron at 7. And 7:30, you've got Camden Frontier at Hillsdale Academy. That's boys basketball. Let's make our way to girls basketball. Girls basketball from the Big 8. Last night, it was Springport beating Reading 48-36. Stockbridge over Quincy 46-33. And Union City beating Bronson 55-32. Cascades Conference girls basketball tonight. Tip times, most of these tip times are 5:30. Center at East Jackson, Jonesville at Homer, Manchester at Napoleon, a 6 o'clock tip for Vandy at Addison, 7 o'clock tips for Columbia at Hanover Horton and Grass Lake at Leslie. Girls basketball in the Cascades. Girls basketball in the I-8. Tonight you've got Western hosting Battle Creek Penfield, 5:30 for the tip time there, 5:30 for Battle Creek Harper Creek at Northwest. Again, Snowfest for both of those schools. In the white, SEC white girls basketball, 7 o'clock tip time tonight for Ypsilanti Community at Jackson. Other ones happening in the white, 5:30 tips for Chelsea at Adrian and Ypsilanti Lincoln at Tecumseh. Taking a look at the SCAA East last night. We do not have scores reported from last night. I wonder if some of those got canceled. But tonight, this is a makeup from 12-19, Hillsdale Academy at Tekonsha. Litchfield is at Jackson Christian tonight. That contest set for 7:30. Big Ten basketball last night saw Wisconsin defeating Penn State 98-71. Today in the Big Ten, you've got Indiana at Rutgers. That's 8 o'clock tip. 8 o'clock tip for the Buckeyes at Michigan. Ohio State not involved in that point-shaving scandal. Just felt like it was important to point that out. Michigan State plays host to Maryland on Saturday. That's a noon tip time there. Let's take a look at the Buckeyes at Michigan contest for tonight. The Ohio State University, unranked, they are 13-5. They are 5-3 in Big Ten play. Wolverines, 17-1, 7-1 in Big Ten play. The Wolverines are 15.5-point favorites for tonight. Predictor putting the Wolverines at 88.8% for a chance of winning. As far as MSU goes, as the Spartans at the Brez will be hosting Maryland tonight. Saturday. That's going to be Saturday. You'll be able to catch that contest Saturday, 11 o'clock for the broadcast on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. U of M basketball tonight on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM with that 7:30 broadcast. Again, 11 o'clock tomorrow on Fox Sports for the noon tip. Maryland, did not realize Maryland was this bad. They're 1-7 in Big Ten play. They are 8-11 overall. The 10th-ranked Michigan State basketball Spartans, 17-2, 7-1 in Big Ten play. Spartans, you know what? I'm not seeing a line on this one. I do see a 91.4% chance of winning. Other than that, I don't see a betting line on the Spartans. I guess the good bet there would be the Spartans taking on Maryland tomorrow night. On to the NBA. Last night from the NBA, it was the 76ers beating the Rockets in overtime, 128-122. Hornets beating the Magic, 124-97. Connor Dockery's Denver Nuggets beating the Wizards, 107-97. Mavs over the Warriors, 123-115. The Bulls beat the Timberwolves, 120-115. Spurs beating the Jazz, 126-109. Clippers on top of the Lakers. It's a good day. Whenever the Lakers lose, I don't care who beats them, as long as they lose. 112-104. And the Trailblazers over the Heat, 127-110. Tonight, you've got the Detroit Basketball Pistons. They're taking on the Rockets of Houston. Houston, 26-16 overall, 11-3 on the road. Detroit is 32-10, 17-4 when they're at home. Detroit, 4.5-point favorites at Little Caesars Arena. Basically a 50-50 split on this one. 50.5% chance of winning for the Detroit Basketball Pistons. That contest, down the hall, to the left, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Let's go back to high school stuff for a little bit. Lumen Christi Hockey, they're in action tonight as the Hockey Titans are 5-11-1 on the season. They're back at it tonight. Oh, no, check that. Sorry. No, they're not back at it tonight. Lumen Christi, they're going to be at Notre Dame for a 3:15 contest on Sunday. Now, this is not the first year they've done this. They've been doing this for a little bit now. So 3:15 on Sunday. I don't have word on who their opponent is, but they will be at Notre Dame, and they will be playing at 3:15 on Sunday. That's pretty cool. Other high school sports, high school wrestling. Napoleon stayed perfect in the Cascades Conference at the Addison Quad, improving to 7-0 with wins over Center, 48-12. Hanover Horton, 39-24. Onsted rolled past Lumen, 66-12. Let's see, you had Warren Huffman and James Hart both getting wins for the Titans. East Jackson Quad, Trojans win 0-2, falling to Jonesville and Leslie. On the lanes last night, boys bowling, Napoleon cruised past Manchester, 28-2. Nolan Williams, a 389 series. How about that? Girls bowling, Adrian Top Jackson, 23-7. Coming up today, Ovid Invitational and the Big 8 Quad at Springport. Competitive cheer at Columbia Central. That's their invite. Bowling with Columbia at Napoleon and Leslie at East Jackson. And Jackson United, they're in action tonight. JU having themselves one heck of a season. They're actually taking on Rockford tonight. And wrapping up, let's look at your sports. Skipper! Skipper's retiring. The Lions backup defensive lineman Dan Skipper announced his retirement last night. Skipper's retirement comes on the heels of some medical issues that he cited at the end of the season. And finally, one more before we sign off with our sports. More college football coming to Detroit.
Eastern Michigan and Central Michigan announced they'll play a football game against each other the next two seasons in November at Ford Field. Here's CMU AD Amy Follin.
Finding our fans and our football tradition and history to have great crowd. We hit November and our average goes way down because it's a little bit harder in the snow, although we do have our diehards.
Chippewas coach Matt Drinkle is excited to play in Detroit.
With our 70,000 alumni down there and then all of the coaches and connections in the pipeline that we're building, this is going to be incredible exposure for our kids.
Jeremy Otto, Michigan News Network.
And sports this time.
You're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast with your host, Mark Daly.
Back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
And playing the role of Kathy Schmaltz this morning, we go to our news line and we welcome to the program State Representative Sarah Leitner joining us this morning on AM Jackson. Representative, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things in represent? Is it cold out in Springport?
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, it's a little chilly everywhere. But
I'm standing here looking out the door, out the deck at all the, lovely fluffy snow, wondering, why do I live here this time of year? No, I do love it. I love the snow. We talked about it during hunting season. But once hunting season's over, I'm done with it. I need some sunshine in my life.
I used to be that way, but over the last few years, the conversations that I've had with Tom, and we're going to talk with Tom here in about an hour out at Knutson's, it's like those conversations, and I got running with the right crowd, and I got into, some winter activities. I do have a much deeper appreciation for winter now, but when it's super cold, when it's like the cold hurts your face kind of cold, it does make me appreciate summer a little bit more and hanging out in the water,
Sure.
So I get it. I get it. It's all about flipping that perspective, Representative.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we talked earlier in the week about the cell phone bill. We had a couple superintendents in this week, and we kind of got their take on cell phone usage in school. And it looks like getting overwhelming support in the House, getting overwhelming support in the Senate, and it's waiting for its signature on the governor's desk right now.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. We're in January and we're already having a bill sent to the governor.
All right.
That tracks a little bit better than the first year of this term. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, it obviously it's also an election year. So, hopefully people do find that middle lane and we come together on issues that are important to people and actually come together and get them done.
Did the Senate sign that bill as is? Did they kick it back to the House for any tweaks?
No, they didn't kick it back. So okay. It's off to the governor's office.
Okay. So there it is. And really it's every school is still going to have their plan, tweak it based on their needs and their legs.
They just have to have a plan. Yeah. They just have to, you know, it requires them to have some sort of policy.
Yeah, it's a blueprint, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, this is something, I mean, Rep Tisdale has actually worked on this for years.
Oh, we lost you. You still there? There you are.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You're saying as a representative so-and-so worked on this for
years. Yeah, Rep Tisdale has worked on this bill for years. Okay. And so it's about time they got it, you know, in a good place. And, again, like, you know, like you even mentioned, the Senate passed it as is and off to the governor. So.
Okay. All right. So there's good that. Thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. Now, you mentioned earlier, before we kind of get into other things that were kind of covered this week, you know, we've got a bill that passed this early in January. Last year, you know, was the number of bills passed last year was a very low number. I think, Representative, a lot of people would argue, hey, that's a good thing. You know, yes, we need representatives up there and senators up there to do the work, but, you know, kind of stay out of the way at the same time.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about that. I mean, you know, having only 74 or 75 bills go to the governor means that, you know, we didn't implement a bunch of unnecessary laws. And, you know, a few of those are budget bills, obviously, and budget implementation bills. And then there were a few policy bills. You know, we got the tipped wage credit done, you know, no tax on tips, overtime, the Social Security for seniors. You know, all of that. And, you know, so those were good things. We did shrink the budget for the first time in a long time. And, you know, the budget appropriation, the appropriations team's already, you know, doing some things. They had a committee hearing on Wednesday in regards to rural hospitals, you know, and areas and funding and how that all works, which obviously in my district is, important. So, you know, you'll see that theme of continued oversight in the next few months. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we actually have a budget by, you know, the end of June this year. I think that, you know, things are already in motion. Because, you know, basically we got done with the budget last year. I told the appropriations chair jokingly, I was like, okay, you can have a week off and then you guys need to start working on the next year budget already because it took so long. So,
right. Well, we've got dynamics this year that are a little bit different than last year. Yeah. And we have the transparency piece in place now, which, yeah, it was in place last year, but it kind of came in a little late. That kind of held things up a little bit. Senate wanted a full budget while the House was going through stuff. So dynamics are a little bit different this year.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the transparency piece. That also was another law, actually, that got implemented. So it's not just practice, you know, it is law now.
Right.
And that was signed by the governor to have that oversight. So, you know, hopefully we don't have the big hiccup like what we've had in the last few weeks in regards to the work that we talked about on Tuesday and, you know, the subsequent lawsuit that we're going through right now.
Right. Right. Well, and that's supposed to be in front of a judge, I think, on Wednesday?
Well, the initial one was Friday.
Okay.
And the judge basically said, yes, you need to halt. You can't continue spending. We'll continue figuring out the rest of this section of law. So I'm not sure if that's next week or it was, you know, due to be in the next couple of weeks. So.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Well, obviously, yeah, especially with the Hayes project, the RIA project in Jackson, and you know, obviously we'll be keeping an eye on that and following it. But so other things beyond the cell phone usage in schools legislation, what else came across the House floor this week?
We did end up passing the, I talked to you about the Attorney General venue/judge shopping.
Yeah.
You know, and when we had committee, we talked about that. This is going to apply to any attorney general. We don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. You should be judged by a jury of your peers. And your peers are in the county in which you committed a crime or you allegedly committed a crime. Or, you know, venue is established by your residency. And an attorney general shouldn't be able to pick and choose what county they want to try a case in because, you know, it's a more favorable judge.
Right.
So, and we heard it right from the, you know, horse's mouth in committee. We actually have it in recorded testimony where one of the assistant attorney generals literally said, I don't want to pick no jury up in Roscommon County.
Okay.
You know, and
for our listening audience, that's a pretty for our listening audience, that's a pretty conservative area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, this just makes it proper, just like it would for anybody else that uses the court system, whether it be criminally or civilly.
Okay. So that came across the Senate, was that, or House, was that kicked over to the Senate then?
It was kicked over to the Senate. Obviously, they make it very partisan, even though it does apply to any attorney general moving forward. I don't feel it hamstrings them at all. Mm-hmm. It just makes it proper. We establish venue in statute. So the attorney general should also follow that. So
okay, so...
That come through, the CPL in any county come through,
okay.
And the CPL, the Rep. Outman bill in regards to, like, say they find a mistake on your application, and then it's past your application period, this actually allows a remedy for you to fix an application on a CPL. Within so many days, it's like 21 or 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, under current law, you would have to refile another application, another fee.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well,
so it was, you know, it was relatively light. People did have committees, and we did have a very emotional committee on Wednesday in regards to human trafficking.
Okay.
And one of the things we did stress is that human trafficking isn't just sex trafficking. It could be labor. It can be, you know, you have, I actually used the kind of one of the nail places at one point as an example, because you can get somebody here, a foreign national of some sort, and then, you know, we have people taking their passports and saying, you're working for me until further notice.
Mm.
And, you know, not giving them any of their freedoms. So things of that nature. We did hear from some survivors. One that was actually in Jackson, actually. So it was good. It opens the conversation for some of the legislation that we have out there, because I think there is room for further discussion to, you know, move in a positive direction.
So then this
people
was...
people can rebuild their lives.
Right. And this was in the House Judiciary Committee where you had this...
Correct.
...testimony. So with the testimony, then, this is leading up to assist in crafting which set of bills, then?
Well, the bills are already out there.
Okay.
Right now, you know, we kind of did a focus on the five main bills.
Mm-hmm.
And what those bills do is, you know, when we had the expungement package a couple of years ago, you know, there's certain crimes that you can expunge. You can... And so many, you know. And so what some of these bills do is it allows for, I guess, another affirmative defense. And for the lame, or, you know, just for general purposes, affirmative defense is like your excuse for committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so they want to kind of expand the definition of duress, which, you know, is an excuse, you know, when someone's holding a gun to your head or threatening, you know, imminent harm or death or to you and or your loved ones. You know, it will make you do whatever you need to do to protect them. And
right.
So what's happening is we have some of these people who have been in human trafficking, have been victims of human trafficking, and were forced to commit crimes. I mean, you know, sometimes they say, you know, listen, yeah, I did commit that crime. I did pay my time, but if not for me being a victim, I probably wouldn't have done that. And I'm just looking for, you know, help in rebuilding my life.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what we're kind of looking at, because they have become, you know, productive members of society.
Right.
It's just they are hindered by, you know, a background check.
When we're talking about foreign nationals who are victims of human trafficking, are we talking about individuals who were forced into the country and then would be considered here illegal then? Are we talking about those who cross borders legally? I mean, typically...
No, these people have passports.
Okay.
They're here and they're held against their will. Like somebody might have helped them get here, right? Because it's expensive to go through the process sometimes, depending on what country you come from.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is they're getting here and they're like, okay, well, I helped you get here, so I'm taking your passport. And I'm holding on to it, and you were going to work in this, you know, area, forced labor.
Okay, gotcha.
Until I see fit.
All right.
Okay. And they basically hold it against them.
Right. You know, we had a lot of, we had a story earlier in the week because of the auto show, a lot of traffic in the biggest hub in Michigan, in Detroit, and there's certainly a focus on that right now, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having the 94 corridor in the cities, I mean, a lot of times, obviously, the trafficking goes with labor, sex trafficking, you know, the entertainment industry. So anytime there's concerts, things of that nature, you have to watch out. I mean, Grand Rapids is a lovely, lovely city, but, you know, they also are facing challenges in regards to sex trafficking.
Right. Well, it seems like...
So I think it was worth having testimony and just having the conversation to work toward.
Okay.
Some sort of resolutions to help some of these people rebuild their lives.
When do you see those bills being kicked out?
I don't know. They need work. We only focused on 5. There's actually a package of 20.
Okay.
In the technicalities, I think now that we've had the conversation and we've put it out there for the public to just talk about, it will initiate better conversation.
Gotcha.
So we'll see, you know, how it goes.
I want to, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to the Attorney General judge shopping legislation, the bills that got kicked over to the Senate. Do we have a beat on if those would be brought up on the Senate floor, to the Senate floor, or do you feel like they'll kind of sit in bill purgatory over there? Do your any of the Republicans over on the Senate side, they're giving you any feedback on where that might land?
I would say, unless the Attorney General does something egregious with members of her own party, this year they will probably just sit in purgatory.
Okay.
On the Senate side.
When that happens, and you have a fairly strong idea that that's going to happen when you kick a bill over, I mean, what's that like? I mean, why are we kicking bills over if we know it's going to fail?
Yeah. That's my humble opinion.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, it's politics. And so we have a very political speaker. We have one that's strategic, who fights for us and negotiates very well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't want to say there's no chance. I think with our current speaker, there's always a chance because he's a good negotiator.
Okay.
So it might be one of those things you don't see till fall.
Okay. Just putting the chip out there and waiting to see how the hand lays, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Anything else going on from this week or this weekend that we should be talking about this morning, Representative?
No, it's going to be cold. Bundle up out there.
You know, we shopped like we're getting ready for Armageddon yesterday. You know, we did the trip to Sam's and we did, some other shopping at local stores. So even though we really didn't need to, you kind of get into that mindset, and we stockpiled just a little bit for a couple days.
Well, I decided I'm going to make my boys. I'm making my family do a food a pantry clean out. So I didn't stock up. I mean, we have the bread, the milk, the eggs.
Yeah.
But like the other stuff, I'm like, no, you're going to cook. You're going to do a pantry clean out.
Oh man, yeah. Because everybody's going to be kind of stuck together for a couple days.
Part of my
right?
extreme cheapskate. you know.
Saga. It's all stuff. It's not like we wasted any resources or anything. It's all stuff we're going to use. We just kind of piled up on it a little bit.
I know, but we get lazy. You know what I mean? And then you pile up and then you use the easy stuff. So I'm like, no, you're doing pantry clean out.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Extreme cheapskate week.
All right. Are we going to have creative meals then in the light? Are we gonna like a combining?
Possibly.
You know, all right.
I mean, we have lots of meat, as you know.
I know.
So they can take it out to the barn and smoke it. They can cook it on the stovetop, in the oven. Time to get creative.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that does sound fun. All right. Representative, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
You as well. You as well. That's Representative Sarah Leitner filling in for Representative Kathy Schmaltz this morning on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Let's make our way.
I'm Mark Daly, and you're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast.
Back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
At 8:34 and a half, we head to our newsmaker line. Welcome back to the program, Tom Knudsen with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Tom, this does not sound like the warm, friendly confines of the Knudsen's complex office.
No, it is my mobile office.
Your mobile office. Okay.
Making deliveries.
Making deliveries today. All right. So, let's start off with the cold temperatures this morning. We've got that cold weather advisory, and we could take this conversation in a couple ways, but let's go ahead and start with the ice. It sounds like the ice is being made out there right now.
Well, let's hope that the snow that's predicted does not come. Let's hope. I kind of did a little scan of some of the lakes in the last 24 hours. It looks like the wind blew most of the snow off. A lot of the snow is blown off. The lakes that have sealed, there's still lakes that are open around here, mm-hmm. believe it or not, with this absolute brutal cold snap that we got going on. I think if we can keep that snow to a minimum, we're making ice, no doubt about it, Mark. I mean, yeah. The places that are sealed, there's no way we're not making ice. You're going to find that there will be people, and this is the first time all year I'm going to make this statement, that you'll find places that people are getting on and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to want a shelter and a heater,
right,
and lots of propane.
Yep.
Because it's going to be very chilly and windy out there. But we do have, there is going to be some places with fishable ice. I don't know exactly where. You're going to have to find it. And don't go venturing too far unless you got your handy spud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Take the spud out. If it's your first time out. And let's look at it like it is our first time out. Because a lot of it is ice.
I mean, we got to remember, we started from zero on most of these lakes.
Right.
I mean, Clark Lake, Vineyard Lake, well, Vineyard had some, but Wampers Lake, Lake Columbia, all those lakes, absolutely there was no ice on them.
Mm-hmm.
Had to start from ground zero. So, yes, it is first ice.
Yep. So spud it when you guys are going out. And go out with the buddy system. And, Tom, one of the things I do, I don't know if this is the right thing or wrong thing to do, maybe you can tell me, but when me and the buddies go out, I don't walk right behind them. I tend to spread out a little bit, maybe go off to the left or to the right. I don't feel like when I'm walking out, I want to be right on top of who I'm walking with. I want to keep it spread out a little bit.
Yeah, you want to keep it spread out, but if they haven't gone through, you're good. Behind them, 10 feet.
Oh, man.
You want to be the third guy in line, Mark.
They're my buddies. They're my drinking buddies. I don't want them to go in.
Well, you want to be the third guy in line, Mark.
The third guy in line. I gotcha.
Just kidding.
So what about up north? Have we heard, it's brutally cold. We're getting a lot of snow up north, or are people still traveling up north?
People were heading up north, but obviously not as much now that they have some opportunity here.
Okay.
But there's still guys traveling, and they're heading up north, but again, brutal.
Mm-hmm.
This is brutal. This is obviously we're at the peak of what you would call winter.
Yeah.
Or the start of winter. Who knows how long this is going to last.
Right.
Because if you look at the long range forecast, we're clear into mid February without really anything that's going to do anything to warm up drastically. Okay. as of today, as of the last time I looked at the forecast. So, that gives us 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, obviously, is this an ideal weekend to go ice fishing? Probably not. But if you have a shelter and, need to get out of the house, I mean, I'm going to guess you're going to be all right. I probably wouldn't be a guy with a pop-up shelter this weekend because of the wind. But the flip overs, you should be all right. And, I'm sure there'll be guys with tip ups and just sitting, in the car or at the house, putting tip ups out and running out when they have to. So,
okay.
I mean, it's going to be a slower start. than what we'd hoped. But this will buy us a couple weeks for sure. As long as we can keep that snow away on Sunday, you said 2 to 4. I keep seeing 1 to 3, and then next that minute I see 3 to 5. I'll take this little bit of 1 to 2.
Yeah, no kidding. But if the wind stays,
for everybody down south. But that's I'm sorry. Yeah.
But if the wind stays around that 25 mile an hour range, like you said, it's going to blow it off the lakes. It's going to end up in my driveway.
The biggest thing is the wind. The biggest issue has been the wind. It hasn't backed off.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a stretch this long without a back off on the wind. We've been 20 plus mile an hour winds for over almost 10 days now.
Right.
And, we talked about it last week. We needed the wind to lay down. Vineyard Lake did not finish sealing up until Sunday last week.
Okay.
And it just defied the wind. The water was so cold that it made slush. And, when it would hit the places that had ice, and it just eventually it just gave it up. Eventually,
right.
It just slushed up enough that it froze. It's not. Let's put it this way: it's not skating. That's not skating ice out there. It's rigid because of how it formed. But definitely, the water was so bitter cold that it finally just said. If we're done, we're freezing.
I can see that on Round Lake. I can see from my front window the little contour in the ice from where that was happening. It laid down a little bit and kind of got smoother on the other side of that. But you can definitely, what you're explaining, I can definitely see that in the contour where it's hitting up where ice had already formed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it just, it just was lapping and lapping, and the wind kept, there'd be, like if you look on Lake Michigan and see videos and stuff of those ice balls and stuff that form, because it just freezes into slush balls, and that's kind of what was happening. It was just constantly freezing, and it would stack up on the side that the wind was coming from, and it just eventually turned into it just sealed the lake.
Does that impact the quality, the integrity of the ice when it freezes like that?
Not really. It'll make ice quicker to begin with, because obviously it's not growing from top down.
Uh-huh.
So them ice balls could be, that slush could be 2-3 inches thick in spots versus just starting from a half inch or a quarter inch when it seals.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, and then, now it's not, now it's building from underneath, now it's building top down. That wind right now for these next 2 days, today and tomorrow, is forcing that cold right through. My guess is we'll make a couple inches over the next 2 days. And then, the question will be what will happen with the snow.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So,
because, the single digits are all the way through next week.
So. Right. So take your spud out. Just be careful. Be safe. Don't assume, since it's super cold, don't assume you're on. No ice is ever safe. So just make sure that you got the buddy system, you got the spud. And your heater, like you said, you can get the spud, you can get the heater, you can get the warm clothes, you can get all that at Knudsen's. The buddies, you're on your own. You got to get your own buddies, but everything else you can get at Knudsen's, right?
Absolutely. Boots, gloves, hats, long underwear, ice suits, you name it. We got all that stuff still in stock.
Well, I got my, my clam boots from Knudsen's last week. So comfortable. I haven't had a chance to get on the ice with them yet, but I did walk around, kind of break them in a little bit on the property. Man, they're so comfortable. So comfortable,
good.
Tom. Yeah, they got those at Knudsen's and a variety, too. So so people are heading up north. We got the stuff at Knudsen's. We talked about ice fishing. You're fully stocked with bait. What aren't we talking about, Tom? What didn't we hit on yet today that we need to talk about?
I think we got pretty much everything covered locally.
I mean,
just keep our fingers crossed that we can get out there and enjoy, what's going to happen. I think we'll see some good activity starting, after this blow goes through, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Fingers are crossed. Anybody paying any kind of attention, Lake Erie's 80% froze.
Yeah.
Because of exactly what we said, the same kind of wave action and created, they had to get icebreakers out to get ships into the last ship to go through the Sioux Locks, made it to Cleveland to offload, and then it was laying up in Toledo, and it got stuck between Put-in Bay and Pelee. They had to get the icebreaker out to get it from there to Toledo.
Yeah.
And I've seen, you know, satellite photos of 80% of the lake frozen. All I can say is, ooh, maybe, just maybe, if this weather continues the way it is, there might be some Lake Erie activity this year.
So, okay, wow.
You know, I mean, there's a lot to happen yet. This winter ain't over by any means.
No, and we had quite a length of cold temperatures last year. Did that happen last year?
They were just starting, Mark, and then they never got.
Okay.
It broke up. It never got.
Yeah.
Ship was still moving around. It kept breaking up. From everything I'm reading, that all the big lake freighters are, because there's so much ice.
Yeah,
that the big lake freighters are laid up.
So I know
they're in their spots, and there shouldn't be a lot of breaking up. I don't think there's anything. I haven't seen anything where one has gone through Saginaw Bay to create a drama there. I know that kind of sealed up middle of the week. So. And I'm sure there's guys up there already on the ice, but that's just foolishness. But they'll be, I'm sure there'll be fishermen out there, hot, hard, and heavy. Even in this kind of weather, they'll be out there.
Yeah, so
guys will have those first guys use airboats and different types of ways to get out there. So,
well, it's been a long, long time since I think all the lakes have frozen over. Gosh, we've got to be like, what, 15 years since something like that's happened?
Yeah, we were close a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, probably 6-7 years ago we were close.
Okay.
You know, and it's crazy because, you know, growing up you didn't know, and now you look on your phone and, you know exactly how much ice is on all the Great Lakes, and you get updates on that stuff, and, you know, they'll tell you exactly the percentages.
Right.
People don't realize, you know, especially the people on the West Shore, you know, they want a lot of ice on Lake Michigan. They want that thing because when that ice gets on there, it means less lake effect snow.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, for sure, yeah.
And it'll help all of us if we get rid of the lake effect.
Right.
So yeah, this storm that's coming this week or this weekend, mm-hmm. you know, is not a lake effect issue. I mean, there'll be some lake effect, but it's not.
Right.
The snow that's coming isn't because of lake.
Right. So right.
That's a jet stream run there.
So Tom in his mobile office today, out delivering. So you guys, you obviously you're well stocked with bait at the Knutson's headquarters on Wamplers Lake Road in beautiful Brooklyn, but just in Jackson County, I'm not looking for an exact number, but I mean, roundabout, how many places do you distribute bait to here in Jackson County?
Oh, there's probably 40 or so, 50. I don't know. I've never counted them individually.
Yeah.
They're all freshly stocked yesterday.
Okay.
Copy of stocked all of them yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, because so like the couple places that are close to me, like the Kelly Express there at the Jefferson Road, South Jackson, or 127 intersection. I'll just scoot over there real quick, grab a quick little puck or whatever. You see that yellow Knutson's bait, you know you're getting the quality bait.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of it's been switched out because, you know, some of it sat for a minute because, you know, we had ice and then we didn't.
Keep
it fresh. Yeah, we keep it fresh. And I know, like I say, Tapio was out there yesterday and got everybody filled up.
I know, I got to freshen mine up because I think my pre-Christmas pucks probably didn't fare too well.
Yeah, probably not by now.
Not at this point, Tom. So, I'll be getting more pucks here pretty soon. So, all right, Tom. Well, as always, we appreciate the visit. Anything left untouched? We get it all here today.
I think we covered most of it. Just stay safe, stay warm.
All right, Tom. As always, we appreciate the time and enjoy your time in your mobile office, and we'll talk again next week.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah. That's Tom Knutson joining us with the Knutson's Outdoor Report. Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store, Wamplers Lake Road in beautiful Brooklyn. Let's head to ABC News headlines. That's courtesy of Think Jackson on AM Jackson.
You're listening to the AM Jackson podcast with your host, Mark Daly.
Back to AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
9:36, 24 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and It's a pleasure to have back in the studio with us today. We have Nancy Oakley from the All Skate Fun Center. Nancy, good to see you. How you been?
I've been great, and it's always so wonderful to be here.
Yeah, well, we had a chance to talk a little bit yesterday about some of the stuff that you guys have going on this weekend, and I talked to Doug. I'm like, man, we got to get her to come back. She has to come back and tell us about all the stuff happening today.
This is a very exciting weekend for us because we have Frozen on Saturday from 1 to 4, and we'll have Elsa, Anna, and Olaf all at Allskate.
That's
so
cool.
So you can come visit with them. You can take pictures with them. It is a absolute blast. We'll be doing a couple of extra like snacks in the snack bar and prizes in our fun shop that are all Frozen related. We'll be doing Frozen songs, of course. So we have snowflakes hanging everywhere. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you have kids who are, school's back in session, but when you have the cold temperatures like this, it can... Parents can be pulling their hair out because they feel like they have to entertain the kids at home. No, you don't have to. Just bundle them up, load them in the car, and bring them out to Allskate and have some fun.
And they'll be nice and tired when they come home.
That's where I was going with that. They'll be able to get knocked out, at bedtime. And then mom and dad can have a little bit of me time.
Yes.
You know, it's all part of the equation.
And Sunday, we have something that is as much fun for the adults as it is for the kids.
Okay. What's going on Sunday?
We have our Pirate Day on Sunday. So Captain Redbeard will be back. Anybody who met Captain Redbeard last year, absolutely fantastic, so much fun pirate. He comes in, he does a treasure hunt all over the rink, which is a blast. He'll take pictures with people. He'll harass people. He'll come visit the birthday parties. So if you have a birthday scheduled or if you want to schedule a birthday, I think we still have a couple openings.
Okay.
And any birthday during the events, you get to come have the character come to your birthday party for free.
Okay.
Which, so it's a lot of fun and everybody should come because it's a blast. And then everybody gets a little bit of the treasure at the end.
Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool.
Go ahead. One of the things that we are have really been promoting lately is you can pay a little extra on a party and you can get a character to come to your party.
Okay.
And we have a lot of characters.
Do you?
We have Batman and Spider-Man and Cinderella and Belle and Moana and Minions and Olaf and the Frozen crew. We have Chase.
See, I don't remember this being offered with Allskate before. Is this like a relatively new thing?
It is a relatively new thing, and it is a lot of fun. They'll come to your party. They'll greet the birthday child and all the guests. They'll take pictures. They'll, help you with cake. They'll, depending on the character. You don't want a minion helping you with cake. But they will cheer you on in the cash cube, and it's a lot of fun.
But the pirate comes with his own sword, I'm assuming.
The pirate comes with a lot of charismatic attitude. He is pretty awesome.
Okay. So you have that happening on Sunday. You've got the Frozen experience with Olaf, Anna, and Elsa also tomorrow. So that's going to be half. Is there, do people need to reserve a spot? Can they just walk up? How's that work for these two events?
So something that is not yet well known, it's kind of still a secret, although we've been putting it out there. If you purchase your tickets online, you get a discount.
Okay.
So you also tend to get in a little bit faster.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like a discount?
Well,
everybody
likes a
discount.
It's almost like expected these days to be able to get your tickets in advance before you head on out, you know?
Well, we've been a little old school. We're catching up. Yeah. But yeah, you can buy your tickets online.
Okay.
You can get your add-ons online. You can get fun passes online. The Super Fun Pass is an excellent deal because it includes admission, skate rental, laser tag, and a game card, all for one price. It's usually $2 more than admission.
Okay. All right. So where do they go? What's the website?
Allskate.net.
Allskate.net. Okay. Are you still doing, Nancy Oakley from Allskate, are we still doing like the STEM events?
Yes. Yeah? The STEM is so much fun. If you haven't heard of our STEM program, we license this national STEM program. It meets all national requirements, all core curriculum requirements. It is amazing because we have 11 different lessons. One of the lessons that's my own personal favorite, they get to do reverse engineering of roller skates. So they get to tear them apart, put them back together.
Well, do they work as well after they put them back together?
Well, they don't use them afterwards, so it's okay.
Okay. But, I mean, is there a lot that goes into the roller skates besides wheels on shoes?
Oh, you have no idea how many parts. The kids are always astonished because we talk about how engineering works.
I know there's bearings in there, right?
Well, there's all kinds of pieces and bits and bobs. And kids get to learn the process of engineering in this class because they get to learn when you're going to improve something, and roller skates have been improved many, many, many times since the original person in 1870-something who had two wheels on the bottom of a piece of wood who roller skated into a masquerade party with a violin trying to impress people, ran into a huge mirror, broke the violin, broke the mirror. Amazingly, didn't break himself. Those were the first roller skates. Huh. So things have come a long way.
Wow.
But engineers take the existing product apart to see how it works, to see what they need to improve.
Okay.
And that's something we explain to the kids, and they really get hands-on.
Okay. Have they put brakes on them?
There are brakes.
Okay.
The brakes have improved. It's amazing when you ask the kids what they would do to a skate to improve it.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are very practical, and some of them are not very practical, like rocket launchers. And
oh, come on. To a teenage kid, that's practical.
Oh, I know.
They think it's
a great idea.
Now, I know you've got a love for animals. Have you been able to, because, you know, we used to work closely. When I was at the shelter and you're at the book cottage, we used to work closely together on some of the fundraising events. Have you found a way to bring your love for animals over to Allskate, Nancy Oakley?
Well, we donate to both the Cascades Humane Society fundraisers, and then we do a fundraiser for the Jackson County Animal Shelter.
Okay.
Which, you know, has got a personal place in my heart.
Yeah.
Both my dogs have come from there. My previous dog came from there. They do a phenomenal job, and we can't wait to do the fundraiser with them again this year because they bring in some adoptable animals, and we just had a blast.
Right. Well, you know, dogs that sleep on cement, they've got a different appreciation for other animals, you know, than other animals do. That it just is a dog that has more of a love, more of attachment to you when you bring it home from the shelter.
It does. Yeah. Although at Jackson, they're not sleeping on cement unless they choose to.
Right.
Jackson does a really good job with their pets.
But a lot of times before they get there.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, there's
strays.
Yeah. Right.
They just caught that stray that was out for, what, 2 or 3 days in the snow and cold.
Mm.
Oh, had fallen into the water. It's terrible. But they got it before it got really cold. So
Good. So again, coming up this weekend, you've got, well,
today.
We didn't talk about today.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
So today, because there's no school, but the roads are pretty clear. In fact, they were much clearer than I expected on the way here. We are doing, first since 2016, our Buck Skate. So it's a dollar to get in, a dollar for a skate rental.
That seems pretty affordable.
So you can get your kid out of the house, which they're going to be driving you nuts because you can't, you know, it's not like they can play outside. Grab your kids, get them in the car, bring them to Allskate for $2. They can come in. They can have so much fun. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay. And you haven't done this for about a decade.
Yes. Well, you know, prices have went up on everything.
Well,
but today,
for sure,
we're doing something special.
Okay. So dollar skate.
Dollar skate.
Can they bring their own skates?
They can bring their own skates. Then they can get them for a dollar.
Okay. They reverse engineered their own skates. They can bring them in. Okay.
Hope they tightened everything.
Okay, so that's going on today. Allskate Fun Center, right off North.
Yes.
All right, you can't miss it. So again, let's kind of wrap up where we started. Not only do you have the dollar skate, but tomorrow and Sunday you've got events too. Let's just remind our listeners what's happening.
Yes. So today we have the dollar skate. Tonight we have like a 12 and over glow skate.
Okay.
And then, which you can also check out on our Facebook or our website. And then we have Frozen tomorrow. And then we have Pirates on Sunday.
Okay. Now, with Frozen or Pirates, will they be in the laser tag room at all? Or
You can challenge Captain Redbeard to a game of laser tag. There is nothing that is more fun because he takes it very seriously.
We talk about Allskate because it's in the name, skating, Allskate. But, I mean, laser tag is wildly popular for you guys, too.
Oh, the laser tag is so much fun. We also have the arcade, which we have expanded.
Okay.
We just completely redid our fun shop. Mm-hmm. So we have all these new cool prizes, some, you know, the spray foam that candy that goes in your mouth and it's sour and it's foam and it sounds disgusting to me, but kids
it does
love it.
Good.
We have splat axolotls that you can throw at the mirrors.
Wait, what axolotls? What?
Axolotls.
What the heck is that?
Oh, see, this is because you're my age.
Yeah.
Axolotls got popular about 10 years ago. They're this little fish thing with arms and legs, and they constantly smile.
Okay.
They are wildly popular with the kids.
Okay.
And we have all kinds of axolotl prizes in our fun shop because they are the most popular thing in our fun shop.
Okay.
We have inflatables, splat ones. We have moon necklaces, all kinds of things.
Well, I like the moon necklaces. Those are okay. All right. Splat axolotls.
Yeah. You throw them at the mirror and they kind of.
I'm going to YouTube it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to YouTube.
It's something.
I'm going to see if they're talking about it on the TikTok.
Okay? If they aren't, they should. We're going to be getting back on TikTok hopefully next week. We have not had our account going for quite some time, but we're getting back into it.
That's been my goals. Better social media presence this year for sure.
We're having too much fun at the rink, you know?
Well, you know, hard when you're having fun, I get it. I totally get it. Yeah. All right. So a busy weekend at the Allscape Fun Center.
Every weekend is a fun, busy weekend.
All right. Nancy Oakley, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
This is AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
This has been the AM Jackson Podcast. Tune in live weekday mornings from 6 until 10 at News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.